College English Model Test 2, Band 4, Section A. Number 1. I have to go to class because I have a test, but if I could, I'd go with you to the movie.
That's too bad. I wish you could come along.
Where is the man going? Number 2. Tickets are $4 for adults. Children's tickets are half price.
Okay, I'd like 2 adults and 2 children's tickets, please.
How much did the woman pay for the tickets?
Number 3. The music and the flowers are lovely.
Yes, I hope that the food is good.
Where does this conversation most probably take place? Number 4. When does the next bus leave for New York?
Buses leave for New York every half hour. You just missed the 9:30 bus by 5 minutes.
When will the next bus leave for New York?
Number 5. I can't find my pen. It was right here on the desk yesterday, and now it's gone. Have you seen it?
Yes, I put it in the desk drawer.
What did the woman do with the pen? Number 6. I wonder if John will be here by 8. He's supposed to be.
His wife said he left at 7:30, so he should be here by 8:15 at the latest.
What time is John supposed to arrive?
Number 7. I've almost finished typing my homework paper.
Tell me when it's ready. I'd like to see it.
What does the man want to do? Number 8. What happened to you? You're so late.
My car broke down on the highway, and I had to walk.
Why did the man have to walk?
Number 9. What did you do in class today?
The teacher went over last Friday's lesson.
What did the teacher do? Number 10. The train was supposed to get to Washington at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, but it's already 8:30.
What does the woman mean? Section B, Passage 1. A hobby can be almost anything a person likes to do in his spare time. People who take up hobbies are hobbyists. They paint pictures, sing pop songs, perform a musical instrument, and collect stamps or other things. They raise flowers, go fishing, and hunt animals. They climb mountains, swim, ski, skate, and play football. People take up hobbies because these activities offer enjoyment, friendship, knowledge, and relaxation. Anyone, rich or poor, old or young, sick or well, can follow a satisfying hobby, regardless of his age, position, or income. People today have more time than ever for hobbies. In earlier times, since most people were too busy making a living to have hobbies, there were not many hobbyists. Nowadays, however, machines and automation have reduced the amount of time they have to spend on their jobs. Thus, those who do the same dull tasks all day long have leisure to enjoy hobbies. More people are retiring than ever, and at an earlier age. Those who have developed hobbies never need worry about what to do with their newly found leisure hours.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 11. What is a hobby? Number 12. Why do people take up hobbies? Number 13. Which of the following is not true? Passage 2. At last, I put down my magazine and sat down in the barber's chair. I had waited for 53 minutes. How do you want it, sir? The barber asked. I'd like it short, please, I said. I'd like a lot off the top. My hair was very long, so the barber had a lot of work to do. He talked and talked. He told me about his mother, about his father, about his wife, about his children, about his second-hand car, about his house, about his garden, about the cost of living, about the government, about his health, and about his troubles. I listened in silence. At last, he finished. "Do you want anything on it?" he asked. "No, thank you," I said. I got up to pay. "What other services do you offer?" I asked. "We can do everything," the barber said. "So many men have long hair these days, you can have a shampoo and set anything you like." I smiled. "I'll tell you another service you can offer," I said. "What's that?" the barber asked as he took the tip I gave him. "A haircut in silence," I said, "and your customers will pay more for it."
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 14. What didn't the barber tell him about? Number 15. How would the speaker like his hair? Number 16. Why did the speaker say that customers would pay more for a haircut in silence? Passage 3. Two businessmen were invited to dinner at the home of a college professor. One of them did not have much education and was worried that he might make a fool of himself, but his friend said, "Don't worry. Just do what I do, and don't talk about anything that you don't really understand." The first man managed to get through the dinner successfully, but by the end of the evening he had a lot to drink and began to get careless. A guest asked him whether he liked Shakespeare, and he answered confidently, "It's very pleasant, but I prefer Scotch." There was an uncomfortable silence in the room, and soon people began to leave. When the two friends were out of the house, the second man said to his friend, "You certainly made a fool of yourself, making that silly remark about Scotch." "What do you mean?" asked the other man. "What was wrong with it?" "Everybody knows that Shakespeare isn't a drink," his friend replied. "It's a kind of cheese."
Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 17. Where were the two businessmen invited? Number 18. Why was one of the businessmen worried? Number 19. What happened to the businessman by the end of the evening? Number 20. What conclusion can we come to about the two businessmen?